Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Haunted Estate.
Hello and welcome to the Haunted Estate, here with your host, Selena Spooky Boo, Selena Myers. And honestly, I am by myself right now, and I am in my car. So if you're hearing this, then it's Thursday, as usual, which is actually the day, oh my god, you're gonna know this before anybody else, okay? I'm announcing my collab today for my beauty company with none other than Call Me Chris, my best friend. I love her. She is the hardest working, most amazing person in the whole entire world. And I'm so excited to see her. She is flying in Thursday morning and she's gonna be gone by dinner time, babies. She is a busy lady back on her way to New York City. So I know that the podcast, I wanna apologize, all right? I just wanna apologize. The podcast has been janky for a while. This move has taken it out. Taken out of me, it has messed me up, set me for a whole new level of destruction. I don't know if you guys know this, I know I've talked about it before, I have an autoimmune disorder called Meniere's disease. I have been really sick. I got really run down. I'm trying to pull myself together because I had to leave again in about a week and a half with Sam and Colby. Yes! Those are always the most fun trips ever. But yeah, you're just in my car with me because I don't even have time to breathe. At this point in my life, and I am on my way driving to go thrifting in London for the photo shoot with Chris because it is 80s themed. So it's really fun to like buy clothes for other people and stuff. And it's funny, it's gonna be like Step Brothers, like you know that movie with Zach Galifianakis where they do that photo shoot is like super cringy. That's what I'm kind of aiming for. So this episode is not gonna be spooky, so turn it off if you need. I'm munching on a little bit of McDonald's, heading to London, Ontario to do some thrifting. I've been having really good luck in the book section of thrift stores lately. We bought this house, right? You saw the bookcase in the last episode. There's so many freaking bookcases and I didn't have enough books. So I've just been buying like all the spooky books and I've been finding some vintage finds. Some cool ones though, like old dad joke books and one-liners from the 80s. Some of it is relatable. Some of it is not relatable at all, but that's okay. But right now I'm driving along Highway 59. It is very country. It is very green, but the Spirit Halloweens have been opening all around Ontario. And unfortunately where I'm headed today, their Spirit Halloween is not open, which makes me thoroughly disappointed. But you know what? It's fine. We don't need to talk about that because I'm gonna make myself to one. I had brand deals with them the last 2 years and I have not heard from them this year. Maybe they don't think I'm spooky enough. But guys, talking about spooky shit, my Halloween collection for makeup is gonna be insane. And I am so excited. Also, updates about my haunted ass house. Now this one's gonna be, I don't know if it's TMI. This is not TMI, it's about a ghost. So I'm sitting on the toilet. I get up. There is blood on the toilet seat. And I'm like, wait, like this isn't for me, ladies. I know it's not for me. Adam's like, yeah, I saw blood on the toilet seat this morning. I'm like, why didn't you wipe it off? He's like, I wanted you to see it. It was a phantom blood drop on my toilet seat. It came from nobody. Like it literally came from nobody. Trust me this. Trust me, that was weird. Next thing, Adam and I yesterday, it was like a super manifesting day. It was August 8th. We were upstairs in a loft. Now, I've made this manifesting room. But this weird thing about the loft is there's this doorway. So you go up the stairs, and then the loft goes into a bedroom, and then the bedroom has a doorway on each side, and that one goes to this hallway, and then down the hallway, you can see where the spiral staircase is. You can see a bedroom and a bathroom, okay? So Adam and I are there chilling. Gucci and Molly come upstairs. Gucci is my new baby, which, by the way, today is her 1 year anniversary of being our new baby, and I love her. But we're sitting there. I'm getting on some nice, beautiful meditation flute music. I'm cracking out my crystals. I am just manifesting with Adam like we are good. Gucci starts growling down the hall. So we creep over and we're looking down the hallway. There is nothing. There's a window at the end, but it's just floors. Like, there's no reason for her to be barking. Usually she goes and investigates things she's interested in. She goes close, she pulls back. This dog is scared. She is shaking. She is barking. She is confused. I'm like, you know what, honey? Come lay down. Everything's fine. I walk down the hallway. Usually this dog is like glued to me, right? Like glued to me. I walk down the hallway. I turn around. This dog has not followed me. She's standing right there in the hallway and she is just growling. I go down, I check everything. Everything's cool. I'm thinking, maybe it's the fan. Maybe she sees the fan off to the side. Maybe that's freaking her out. We're good. Everything is chill. So up in this loft, I have two beds. They're conjoined beds. They're both queen beds. It's literally like a super mega jumbo relaxed bed with 497 pillows. I'm exaggerating. I think my dad counted. There's like 27 throw pillows. I love throw pillows. I love spooky throw pillows. I love throw pillows. Okay, don't judge me. We're sitting on there. There's this mirror. Gucci bucks her head down and looks at me in the mirror, okay? And then she starts growling. She's growling at me, at my reflection in there. Like, she's connected to me. Our eyes are connected, and she's growling. I'm like holding Adam's head. Okay, when we do this meditate thing, he like puts his head in my lap, and I like hold his head. We like meditate together. It's very intimate. I love it. So she starts growling at me, and I just look at her, and I'm like, what's wrong? And she growls and she looks back down the hallway. And I know something's up at this point. I really know something's up. But then she started getting weird. So Adam was laying there for a while and I was like holding his head. And when Adam sleeps and shit and like his eyes, they're kind of open, like he looks like a dead person. She got so concerned that Adam was dead and she was crawling all over him, trying to wake him up. But yeah, this dog, Molly's never really been in tune with spirits, never, but this dog Gucci, she is so in tune. Like, it will be the middle of the night and she will just like come let me know something is up, and it's pretty weird. So we did that, we heard that. Now here's the other thing. The other night, couldn't sleep, decided I want to do a little bit of work on the computer. I know it's been a whole year since I said it was finished. Hollow, I've just been doing some rewrites because I wanted to come out in the Halloween season. So I wanted to add like a little bit of like a Halloween element to it, kind of. So I went out and I was gonna work on some edits. And my off to the right of me is the stairway that goes up to the loft. Now there's a very specific sound that the floor makes when somebody walks in the loft, okay? Like when you hit certain floorboards, it's like grrr, grrr, grrr. I am there, it's 1:30 in the morning, maybe 2:30, I don't even know. Pitch black, I'm lit up by my IMAX screen. All I hear, like somebody walked over to the staircase to see what I was doing on the computer. And again, so we talked really lightly about it in the last podcast about kind of our situation moving out. I'm choking. Come back to me, lungs. But the first time I went out, obviously didn't know who I was. Second time when I came back, they were like, they figured out who I was. And they're like, there's nothing spooky here. Sorry, but I don't think there's anything spooky. But I don't know, ma'am. When they said that, I'm like, why would you say that? Why would you even bring that up? It was weird. Sometimes I just think like the shift of energy, people moving in. I've had two vibes. So I haven't sat down and done my like home reading thing because I want to make a whole YouTube video about figuring out what's haunting my house. I haven't talked to her yet, but I really want Kelsey Davis to come down. I met her in LA. Actually, let me tell you about this crazy experience. So I am in LA. I'm at the TikTok party. This sounds so weird. So I'm listening to this book right now. I'm so sidetracked today. Called Influence. It's about like an influencer, and it's so weird to like read about influencers. But like the influencer world is ridiculous. Like the fact that I just like show up and they're like, yeah, we need you to do a red carpet for TikTok and go to the TikTok live and ask questions. Can you do that? And I'm like, yeah. And you show up to this TikTok party and there's literally a line of like 1,000 people just trying to get in. And you're just waiting at the front. And they're like, oh yeah, come right in to this red carpet. And then 2 seconds later, like I was underdressed. Like they're like, yeah, it's casual, you're fine. It was not fucking casual. I was wearing a jumbo t-shirt that said surviving out of purely out of spite. That was it. I was wearing that with layered necklaces and a Gucci bag, which that was my saving grace, was my little Gucci bag. But like, I'm literally rocking Air Force Ones and I'm there with Chris, who looks like a fucking goddess as always. So I walk up, I'm on this red carpet. They're like, hey, how are you? And I'm like standing there near literal celebrities. Like I go to the washroom at this party and I walk out and Mr. Beast is standing at one end of the hallway and James Charles was standing at the other end of the hallway. Like, can we explain how much of an imposter syndrome I have? I just stood there and I like jumped my ass up on this counter and just looked around and like literally saw my For You page all over this whole entire house. So it's like called the White House. It was really cool. And I'm vibing there, right? And I hear someone singing. I'm like, oh, like, what is that? And they're like, oh, it's Sweetie or Sweetie. I'm sorry, I'm not like up on modern music. I just listen to audiobooks, my dudes. So I'm just vibing, right? And there's like this musical number. And I'm just like hanging out. So then I find my friend Tyler Gaga. I think it's Gaga. Can I say Gaga? I hope I'm saying that right. Anyways, my favorite creator in the whole world, Ghost Honey. We love Ghost Honey. He was there. I was so excited. And then we found out by someone who had organized the party. They like came up. They're like, oh my God, how are you? Da-da-da. Did you know there's food trucks out back? So immediately Tyler and I are like, fucking take us, bitch. So this gorgeous blonde woman takes us to the back of the White House where there is free sorbet, free waffle thingies, they were mini donuts, free tacos, free chicken nuggets, like free everything food. So it's weird. I feel so misplaced at this whole entire party because like everyone is there. And you know what the crazy thing was? Now, I don't want to sound like a dick when I say this, but seeing all the people, everyone was super fucking average. There wasn't anyone who was like, holy shit, they're the most beautiful people. And the people we see online, they're like, oh my God, they're the most beautiful people ever. Shit, bro, they're wearing so much makeup in real life and they look like they were trying so goddamn hard to be who they were. But hey, that's fine. If that's what shakes your bucket, that's what shakes your bucket. And that's fine. I love it. Unfortunately, I am fat and kind of fugly, so I just don't know that world. But everyone was beautifully ordinary and I loved it. But there I was, I gotta be honest, Tyler is a stunning glass of water. And by the way, so tall, like 6'3", 6'4". And there I was, 5'1". So I got me and my tall buddy and we're just creepers together. So
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
So we're hanging out, kind of talking to random people, eating snacks. I tend to like, no matter what group I show up with, like this is who I am at a party. Say I go to a party, The kind of bitch that I am is like, I'll be with the people. I never go with just like one person really. Like, I'm usually like with a group, and I'm the person that fucks off to the bathroom and then like stands in a corner and people watches. That's just who I am. I can't help it. So it's coming to the end of the night, which weirdly, I'll get to it. But I'm sitting on this bench and these people come up, we're talking to them, and this girl comes up, and I had heard a couple weeks earlier, it had been pitched to me, and they're like, you should do a podcast with this girl. She gets super stoned and does like paranormal podcasts. I'm like, this sounds like my jam. So this girl comes up to me, and I have not connected the dots. All right. I hadn't looked her up yet. And she's talking to me about like how she is into ghosts and that. And then she starts telling me that like, there's this man with me. And I have always known who my spirit guide was. And she literally described him to a T, but like, that was a crazy moment that she like brought that up, and she was talking about ghosts, and I was like, holy shit. And I hadn't moved yet, right? So she was awesome. So now that my house is crazy, I want her to come. So that was it. But you know what the weird thing was about this party? Once 1 o'clock hit, so there's all these people that are like internet famous, right? Like, we're talking big people like James Charles and Mr. Beast and Chris and like all these like really popular people. So 1 o'clock hits, and they're like, okay, everyone out, you don't gotta stay here, but you gotta go, like pushing everybody out, like, no, gentle, the party's over soon, just get the fuck out. And it was so weird. I'm like, they don't do that at the Grammys. Like, if Rihanna was there, would you be like, get the fuck out of my house? Not saying that I would ever consider internet fame Rihanna fame, but you know what I mean. We're talking about a party of influencers. The other interesting thing, that guy who's a frog, or is a frog or a lizard? He paints himself green, he wears like the frog lizard costume. He was there, and he was in his costume, like the whole VidCon weekend. VidCon was crazy. I liked it, but it was really disorganized. And like, I knew that we had meet and greets, but like, it was not publicized when it was. And I recently like saw Elise Meyer's video. She talks about this one creator, really amazing, came from super far away. She had like 1.4 million followers, and nobody came to her meet and greet. And a lot of people were using that video to be like, look, like, internet fame doesn't actually correlate to real life fame. And like Elise said, not true. Because what I learned from Elise is that you have to buy like a 3-day pass to be able to even do the meet and greets. And then you like put together your top 10 people that you want to go to, and a computer chooses which meet and greets that you're actually gonna go to. And it's in a total different building from a convention. And it's also on when there's like panels and stuff going on with other people, which I'll get to in a second. I'm not shitting on VidCon, but our meet and greet was like, it was awesome. We met a lot of people, but I do know that there's a lot of people who missed out on meeting us just because they weren't chosen. And luckily Chris and I got to do our meet and greet together, which was really fun. But there were these creators who did get to do it. Now, when it comes to the panels, I had this panel and I was really, really excited. But my panel was at the exact same time as 3 other big creators' panels. And theirs were sick. Like, they were really fun topics. Like, it was like shooting the shit with this person and this person and this and this and this. And then mine was just like, they gave me no notes on what it was gonna be about. And I didn't know the person that it was with, but it was just like a journalist who, by the way, carried the whole thing, did a really great job. But like, they timed me at the same time of a lot of creators who were just like me, but bigger. So it kind of like felt shitty because no one really came to mind. Like, it was an empty ass room, and it was about trying not to stretch yourself too thin. Like, it wasn't a good topic. I wanted to talk about crazy fun stuff, and I'm pretty sure they changed it last minute, because I knew what I had heard is that I was gonna be on something about podcasting. So I don't know. I didn't get to do any panels with big people. But the one thing that I did do that was awesome at VidCon was I got to do a Q&A with Chris. And there were so many people there, and it was so fun. I might go one more time, but I'm definitely not going to stretch myself so thin. I know that they definitely didn't have the attendance that they were going to have. And it was cool, but maybe I would just do like 2 things next time. Like a meet and greet and 1 panel, but a panel of something with like a lot of really fun people, because the one that I did, I just felt like it didn't mesh me as a person, because the truth is that I stretch myself too fucking thin, and I'm not the person to ask how not to stretch yourself, because they're like, okay, you have a makeup company and you have a podcast and you have TikTok and YouTube and you do this and your husband's sick and your mom's sick and all of this. How do you keep yourself from stretching? No. They're like, how do you be successful without running yourself into the ground? No, don't know how. When I do something, I put every fucking piece of myself into it. And I do run myself down. Is that healthy? Absolutely fucking not. But it's who I am. And it's what I've done. And it's a path I chose. I love my job. I fucking love my job. If you would have told me a few years ago that I would be an influencer, which is such a weird word, and that my job would be making people smile, I wouldn't have believed you. But God, I manifested this shit. It's all I dreamt about. It's all I wanted. And it's all I thought about growing up. And I just wanted to make it happen. And here we are. But one thing, let's get to it, guys. I was spiraling last night. I love Maddie. She creates the most, she's the one who wrote and sang the song, My Funny Fat Friend. Funny Fat Friend, is that what it is? Fat Friend. Anyways, I listened 20 times last night. Something that I think I've spoke about before, and it's a hard one for me to talk about. I am 100% for body positivity in every single way. But I'm also for living a healthy, full life. And I think why I struggle so hard is anytime I post myself trying to get healthier, I get so much flack. But I've recently gotten some really bad news about my heart. I've just been getting a lot of bad news about my health in general for the last 2 years. And it's hard to know I did it to myself. But then a part of me knows it wasn't all me. So there's a lot of traumas that I haven't spoken about yet. And my crutch in life has always been food. And if you're happy, you eat food. And if you're sad, you eat food. And you celebrate, you eat food. Like, everything is about food for me. And I hate healthy food. And I love cake and bacon. But I'm not well. And I need to get healthy. And it just stems on this weird influencer world, because when you are fat in this world, in this influencer world, in this LA, in this game, it is a lot harder, because you have the people who, the brands and the industry, that want you to just post about being fat and powerful, and yeah. Or you have the people that just are just sending you diet stuff all the time, or missing out. And I think missing out and being looked at differently is the hardest thing that I've had to deal with, because I work really fucking hard. I do. And I want to tell you, I don't have enough fingers and toes to count the amount of times that minds have been changed to different creators with, say I have 20 million followers. Well, they have 1 million, but they're pretty. They're skinny. They look normal. So we're gonna go with them, even though with you, we're gonna pay about the same, but with you, we would get, you know, millions worth. They're only gonna get 10,000 views, but we're gonna do that because they fit the image better. And that's hard. And it's hard being in a group of people. And I found it at influencer parties, being around these people that were more normal looking. And having them not really talk to me. And feeling myself, not physically, but literally pushed out of the circle of people as if I was invisible. Or the time that I was traveling with a bunch of influencers and they were talking about how beautiful everyone in LA was and how they didn't feel like they fit in. And I felt so awkward because it was not directed at me at all. But they were they're the most beautiful friends I have. And they're talking about how uncomfortable they felt. And I am sitting there in the middle of everybody feeling so uncomfortable because my chins are double and I weigh over 200 pounds. And if they're ugly in LA, what the fuck am I? because the influencer world, it's based so much on what you look like. And the one thing that I feel that I have and I always want to have is this realness. And when I was at VidCon, I met this amazing woman, and I can't remember her username right now, but she feeds the homeless and just stuff like that. And I saw her at two different parties, and both times she was like, you are so fucking real, and you are this, and never stop that, and you are humble, and that, and that's what I want. Like, that's who I want to be. Do I want to lose weight? Yeah, but it's not to be skinny. It's so I don't die. Because I'm not okay. And it's scary to say that out loud, and it makes me want to cry. Because I spend so much of my life in a really fucking bad place. A really hard place. And then when I got a bit better, Adam got sick, and he's still sick, and we're still struggling, and I was finally better, and our world was becoming something amazing where we could go all over the world and we could do these amazing things, and now I'm sick again. And if I don't make some really dramatic choices, like I literally started this being like, I'm munching on my McDonald's. I'm healthy about the way that I want to lose weight. I want to make better choices. I don't want to drink pop. I don't want to fill myself with sugar because my sugar addiction is real. But the thing is like, I want to be around and I want to promise you guys a whole lifetime of weirdness. And I want to live my life with you guys. And I want to like live, you know, I don't want to feel sick every moment of every day. I don't know if it's because right now I'm worn down and I'm tired. My busiest season is coming up, which is spooky season, and I'm really excited. But I just want to tell you guys that I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of me too. I'm sticking with this and doing this, and I love this. And I love my new property, guys. And that property wouldn't have come without you guys and how you support me and buy my makeup and merch, which merch is coming soon. I'm so excited. But so many big things are coming and I want to be healthy for it. Guess you could say I'm feeling rather haunted. But thank you for everything, guys. I can't wait to show you guys the YouTube video. A tour of our property so you can see the meadows and how beautiful it is. It feels very Alice in Wonderland, my secret garden. But pulling into London now. Gotta look myself a Salvation Army in a Value Village. Gotta find me some 80s clothes. So don't forget, don't make a permanent decision on temporary feelings. Just how I'm feeling right now, it'll pass. I love you guys.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.